Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'm really excited to have a very special guest on our show today, and you know, I really want to tell you that I practically own a library book, a whole library of numerology books, and I've read numerology books extensively. And I can remember when I was studying numerology, I had a great deal of frustration because I was searching for that one numerology book that didn't just repeat what was being said in all the other numerology books. And I recall the almost the exact day that I found the book, Numerology Has Your Number, which is written by Ellen Dodge. And even then, when I was reading it, I was very grateful and excited for the original perspective that Ellen brought to numerology through this book. Now, Ellen's book actually expanded upon what was already known and helped to give clear meanings and examples of how the energy of the numbers actually work, and she especially made a great contribution when it comes to understanding the challenge numbers. So this is a must-have. If you are studying numerology, I think this is a really great book to have. And my guest today is Ellen Dodge, and she obviously is the author of one of my favorite numerology books, Numerology Has Your Number. She also is the author of You Are Your Birthday, You Are Your First Name, and Win the Lottery. She's a respected numerologist, author, columnist, lecturer, and teacher for more than 25 years. Welcome to the show, Ellen. It's so great to have you here with us today.
You know, Allison, you make me blush, and I thank you so much.
You should blush.
What a wonderful way to think of me.
Well, I do.
Appreciate it.
There are people out there that study numerology. You know, and when they're studying and they're looking for a book that teaches them something or gives them something they can hold on to or a different perspective, then a lot of books are just rehashing the same information, and you did a great job with your book.
Well, I do enjoy the psychological aspects of numerology because it's the way we make our choices.
Right.
I mean, everybody's numerology chart, numbers, you know, the opportunities we have in life, they're there for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, how do we perceive the choices we make?
Right.
And there's where the challenges come in.
Right. It was a wonderful book. Now, I got to just tell our listeners that I'm almost sure we may already have a caller, but for those of you that are listening, I welcome your calls to the show. Now, you might have a numerology question that you might like to ask Ellen or myself. And also, you can call in, and Ellen is going to be doing readings based simply upon your first name. We also can do some readings based on your date of birth as well. The number to call if you want to call in with a question or if you would like a reading is 1-877-876-5227. That's a toll-free number. And again, it's 1-877-876-5227. And your questions are welcomed. Now, do we have a caller?
We do. Hi, Allison, and hi, Ellen. It's a privilege to be talking to both of you.
Well, hi there. What's your name?
It's Terry.
Terry.
Allison, I know you.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Now, is it Terry or do we have a Teresa?
It's Therese.
Therese.
Is my given name, yes.
Is it a T-H or a
yes,
T-E?
Yes, it is.
T-H.
And I am a student in numerology, studying with Allison, actually. So it's a privilege and an honor to be talking to both of you at the same time.
Now I'm blushing.
How can we answer your question? What do you have in mind that we can offer
basically,
you?
Basically, I just wanted to call in for a reading.
Would you like Ellen to do your name, your first name? Terry?
Oh, we lost her, I think, but she's probably still listening.
Okay, well, she's probably still listening, so why don't you go ahead and do your magic and give her a reading on her first name.
Well, if Teresa's name
Terry,
is...
Terry, are you back?
Hello?
Another beat.
Nope. But
okay,
I have a feeling she's out there in the, you know, in the ether. If Teresa spelled
I need to break in here for a second.
Sure.
Now, the other caller, something happened to their line. They got disconnected. So now you have another caller on the air, but this caller is not speaking up.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay. Well, then we can have Therese and the other caller who's listening.
Sure.
And what is your name?
Hello?
Hi. Speak
Hi.
Up, sir.
My name is Craig.
Craig? Is that spelled C-R-A-I-G?
Yes.
Okay, Craig, can you hold on just a second? And we're going to let Ellen give Therese a little bit of a reading on her first name, and then we'll get right to you, okay? So hang on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Ellen.
Okay, Therese. The T is the first letter, and anybody who's listening whose name begins with a T, be it a Tom or any other name, the T is the first letter tells us that the point of view of that person, Therese, is very sensitive, likes to be around people who don't embarrass them, who are genteel. The E is the last letter, tells us that there's a conflict there between sex and the senses, impatience, not dealing with surprises too well. The name itself is a good business name. Therese is the name of somebody who looks at life and in jobs and many, many aspects of the things they do in a very business-like way. Now let's get to Craig so he doesn't fall asleep on the line.
Okay, Craig, you're with us.
Hello.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, Craig, anyone who's listening whose name begins with a C, Carol, Craig, and anyone else, the C is the first letter in anyone's name, tells us the point of view, and they want to be, Craig, you want to be around people who laugh, who smile, who are fashionable and fun, people who take things in a Peter Panish sort of way. The G as a last letter in your name tells me that education is very important. You like to be an authority on something. You always ask why. You're the person who says why to everything. The vowels in your name tell me that you're very independent. You prefer to be progressive and pretty much on your own. Let's see, 7, 8, 11. Well, the name Craig itself is a good partnership name. It's a very good name for being a power behind the throne, somebody who's a good team worker, but particularly in a one-to-one partnership. How does that sound to you, Craig?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Is that anybody you know or some total stranger?
I don't have any partnerships at the moment.
Well, we say that in terms of it's good for you to work with another person.
Okay.
Okay? Not so much alone as with, you know, an equal partner.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Okay. Well, thanks, Craig, for calling.
Okay. You don't need my birthday or anything?
Well, do you want us to look at your birthday a little bit?
Okay.
You'd be happy to. Why don't you give it to me?
Okay, it's 8/26/43.
8? Did you say 26 would be the day? And did you say
1923?
1943.
43. Okay.
888, Allison.
He
ate something.
888. Oh, boy, Craig. Okay. All right, so...
You're going to read it, Allison, right?
Well, you know, we could tag team them if you like.
Go right ahead. You start it, girl.
Okay, well, first off, Craig, I got to tell you, you're, well, like Alan's pointing out, the 888, and I'll let you address that with him, but I'm looking at this 24-6, this life path that you have that makes you, you know, the cosmic father, so to speak, that you come in with a lot of love, energy, caring for home, hearth, and family, and those people around you, that you're very warm, caring, kind, sympathetic. You make a really good friend. And I would guess that you probably came from a big family or an extended family, because there's always going to be issues with family, relationships with family that's totally surrounding you completely, and it's going to be very much a part of your life. And you have a great many gifts here with this sixth life path, in the sense that you have artistic ability, you also have musical ability, but you also, you know, you have a very good balance about you, where people would come to you and you would be able to see right through the middle of a situation and really give some really good advice that gives you leadership and very charismatic sort of a personality. And he's an old soul, Alan. We're talking all zeros for his challenges. You know, we've
absolutely,
got all zeros here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Definitely an Alan Alda kind of thing.
Yeah.
Somebody who understands human nature. Had to be very grown up as a child, you know, a very precocious child.
Does that sound like you, Craig?
Kind of, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't really lit into you yet, Craig.
Oh.
I really don't think life has been that easy for you.
No,
I think you've had a lot of disappointments.
Yeah.
I think that business and business-like financial opportunities and power people have come into your life, but they haven't done what they should have done.
Yeah.
Actually, between 39 and 47 years of age, you had very unconventional opportunities, but they were without challenges.
Oh. Oh.
You had a chance to learn from experience.
Okay.
The best thing for you to do, sweetie pie, is to stay away from contracts, leases, or agreements, and lawyers.
Right.
Ah.
They do not work for you.
He has very spiritual tentacles, Alan, if you look at his tentacles.
Absolutely. But you see, he's also geared at 888. He's
in
all business, you
know? I know.
This is not, you have very good, very much good fortune, Craig, but the kind of good fortune that runs amok. Okay?
Okay.
It's like you want to be the president or the CEO of a company, and everything fights you on something like that.
You mean I'm not going to win the lottery?
No, company, not lottery.
No.
Well, the good news, Craig, is you do have a fixed life path, and that very often is considered to be a very protected life path. You may feel as though, you know, you just go on with the belief that you are going to be protected financially and things will come to you, and don't worry so much about money. Cause
he is protected through life.
Right.
Oh.
You're protected.
Yeah, sure, your relationships protect you.
Right.
Oh.
Always. He's in a 6 year, so, Craig, I'm sure that since the beginning of the year in January, you've probably had extra issues come into your life that create responsibility for you or maybe duty to family and friends. You're in a 6 year that brings the family in big time for you this year.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Oh, I guess. I've had 8 kids, and I live alone. And so it would be nice to have a relationship, I think.
Well, all you have to do is go out the door and look for one, honey, and it's going to come right to you.
Right. Well, 6 years good for a relationship. So.
Absolutely.
I just don't want somebody to tell me what to do all the time. Don't do this. Don't do that. Do this.
Oh.
What are you doing that for? Do
it's
this.
It's
going to
take
instead.
A way longer reading
you
for
have
you,
to find
Greg.
Somebody who doesn't want any honeydews. I really think what you need to know is this is called the year of marriage. Craig, go out and do something about it.
Yeah,
oh,
Craig.
Okay.
Get out there. It's a good year for you to meet someone. So if that's what you're looking for, get out there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Craig.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Interesting, isn't it, when people
yeah.
have the same number, you know,
eight,
guiding
eight,
them
eight,
through
and
life,
seven,
and
yeah.
that 000 is a challenge.
Right.
There are so many people who are old souls. Don't you notice that? Born
yeah.
with the ability to understand human nature.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what have you been up to, Allison?
Well, today I've been preparing for you, and I know what a spitfire you are, so, you know, I just wanted to make sure I had my ducks in a row. One of the things I wanted to explain to everyone about your ability to do such a wonderful reading from just their first name. And, you know, I've got to say, Ellen, you know, hey, I had your book, so I looked up Ellen. It says you're a serious thinker, inspirational, inventive,
okay.
sensitive. Oops, hold on 1 second. We'll get right to you. And okay. what you're doing, also that you're introspective, energetic, impulsive, friendly, this is all sounds so much like you from having spoken to you. Maybe before we take this call, you might want to explain to the listeners just for briefly
okay.
how you're getting this information right from their first name.
All right. Well, first of all, numerology works this way. Your name on your birth certificate tells us your personality, what's inside of you. The first name tells us your life, your everyday life, your physical or practical life. Now, I read the first name. This all evolved from cocktail parties. You know how everybody comes up to a numerologist and says, read me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do somebody's whole name in your head while you're standing there with a martini. It doesn't work too well. So what I did was I started to just read the first name, and I did it for about 10 years.
Right.
And then I realized, my gosh, I was getting, you know, a big, round, full reading, as if I was reading the whole, you know, the whole name and the birth date, believe
right.
it or not.
Right.
So I did end up, of course, when you do stuff like that, you end up writing books, and that's
right.
how the book You Are Your First Name was born.
Right.
But what I'm doing is reading the first letter of a first name, the numerical value of it,
mm-hmm.
as the point of view, the last letter as the emotional challenges, the things
mm-hmm.
that bring conflict into the
mm-hmm.
personality.
Mm-hmm.
All the vowels in the first name,
mm-hmm.
I read, I add them together, reduce them to a single number, and read them as the motivation or what makes the person comfortable.
Right.
The consonants, when added together numerically,
mm-hmm.
they become the way you appear to another person, what you wanted to be pre-puberty, you know, lying on the bed, staring up at the ceiling, what do I want to be when I grow up?
Mm-hmm.
What you visualize becomes the vibration you send out as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're standing on an escalator or you walk into a room unannounced.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibe. And that comes from the consonants in the first name.
Right.
The total of all the letters in the name reduced to a single number become the career talents or the means of self-expression.
Right.
So I get all this information
just
plus
from the, first
the
name.
Pardon me? Just from
yes.
a first name.
Wow.
And I can tell from an A or a J or an S when a person makes a move in their life
mm-hmm.
just
wow.
from a first name. Like I could tell that Craig moved between his 12th and 13th birthdays
mm-hmm.
because he has an A coming in as the third letter.
Oh, yes, that always means change, yes.
Correct.
I understand that.
Correct. Stand
right.
on your own 2 feet, decide to make a change. That's
You've
an A.
You've taken this to a fine art, then.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
I have. That's how the book got written.
Well, let's see what this caller, let's hear from this caller, and let's take this call.
Okay. Hi, Allison. Hi, Ellen. This is Rosa. My name is Rosa, and my birthday is 12/29/1959.
Okay. Well, Allison, you want to take, what would you like to take?
Well, you do her first name, and while you're doing that, I'll work out the,
Okay.
You said 59, right, Rosa?
Yes.
Okay. You do that, and I'll work out the rest for you.
Okay.
So,
okay. Well, Rosa, the R, as a point of view in your first name, tells us that you like to be around people who aren't bigoted, people who are cosmopolitan, who enjoy art and beauty and music and charity. The A is the last letter, tells me that you have some conflict with control. Your father may have been very important in your childhood, and you don't really realize that you have control all the time over your own life. It's a strike for independence, sometimes inappropriately. You are most comfortable in a family situation. Roots of home are very important to you. You like to be the hostess with the mostest. You appear to other people to be an independent person, someone who stands on their own 2 feet, although you do send out a vibration for being sentimental or empathetic or, you know, sort of sweet, but yet you come across as a leader. When people stand on the supermarket line with you, they will often ask you things about the supermarket, thinking you're
Oh, absolutely.
In charge.
You're right on target. Right on target. 100%.
Okay. Now we'll let Allison tear apart your birth date.
Well, you know, Rosa is a two life path, which would in other ways, you know how with calculating the life path, and I know from reading your book, Ellen, that you would calculate this possibly into an 11. And with her being a 29/11 birthday, you know, I read a lot of 11 energy into this life path. It's a very intensified life path as far as being very intuitive.
And I'm seeing somebody who can't eat sugar and shouldn't drink.
She's very sensitive. But we have a peacemaker here. We have the person that is a very friendly energy, the type of individual that really will find a lot of their purpose in life is to resolve conflict. They're going to be stuck right in the middle of two opposing parties, and they're going to be the one that helps to bring about peace and from conflict. Very important for Rosa to have harmony and peace in her life, because both her life path and her birthday number is an extreme amount of sensitivity to her environment, sensitivity to people around her, very empathic energy. And she also needs conflict, creates disharmony for her. It makes her upset. So she just really, really needs to, like, surround herself with peaceful things and keep her life very calm, because otherwise it's going to send her off. Now, what's really interesting is she has her, I can read her, being that you're the challenge expert, I'll throw this to you about her challenges. Her first challenge in life is a 1, her second is a 4, her third is a 3, and her final challenge is a 3. Would you like to address that, Ellen?
Sure, absolutely. Rosa, what we know about you, the most important thing to know is that you are very beautiful. You have beautiful eyes and a memorable voice. God gave you the gifts of the communicator.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you're not too sure about that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. When you look in the mirror very often, you think to yourself, one hair is out of place. I better not go to that dinner party.
She's a stickler for detail.
You really have to have more confidence in your social self, quite frankly. And I'm very serious about not eating sugar, and I'm very serious about not drinking alcohol or anything that's you know, like chocolates and things like that, because sugar going into the bloodstream gives you a high, and when you come down, you get very, very low, and your personality
yes.
changes, and it's not good for business meetings. It's not good for friendship
right.
or with
okay.
lovers.
Okay.
Okay? And so that's, to me, that's the most important thing, because that's the way you make your choices. And you're right. Allison is so right. You are extremely sensitive.
She's in a four pinnacle 4 year.
That's true. You're in a number 4 year where you should be. Look, you were toilet trained with a whip. I mean, you're somebody that really just, you know, obeys the rules like crazy or breaks all of them.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
This comes from childhood training, you know.
Ellen, I have to say this, you know, when I was very young, I'm originally from New York, and what you said at the very beginning, my mom, she worked in the city on 51st and Park Avenue, and someone told her, because of my name, the way, you know, Rosa, and the day that I was born, when you were reading at the very beginning of who I am, it was exactly what they told her when I was 10 years old.
Isn't that interesting? You sure it wasn't me who read her? Because I lived around the corner.
Did you really?
I lived on 50th Street, yeah.
It's amazing. She worked with Clairol for many years, and exactly what you were saying at the very beginning, I was like, oh, my God, that's exactly what they told my mom, that and also that in the future that I would be very successful. You know,
yeah.
I present myself as a leader.
Yeah, I think what you really, what you need to realize is it's a difficult thing to have a special kind of a birthday, a destiny rather number as you do. The 11 over 2 is a spiritually special destiny,
right.
And in some way you will leave a permanent mark on humanity based upon your personal ideals. For all we know, you've already left it. I have no idea, but you have a beautiful life. And my concern for you comes in, as I told you, with the way your personality will affect the things you do. And the only way I know to help you is to tell you that sugar is your enemy.
Right.
Okay. I had a feeling it was, because I tell you, once when I drink Cuban coffee, I'm Cuban, and I love my sugar in the morning. Once I come down, I'm extremely exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right.
Yeah, it knocks you out. And if you're at a luncheon and you do a martini lunch, you may screw up one of the best deals in the world.
Okay. Well,
okay,
now I know.
This is
my insight for the future. Not to take a martini during
lunch. This is a foundational year for you. You're maintaining the things you've established and worked so hard for over the past 3 years. And
right.
So this is a year when you should be getting very foundational information, things you can build into your plan for life for the future. And I'm very happy and proud to be part of that.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet. Thank you. I'm glad I got through. I was trying my best to get through. But thank you. You've been very insightful, and maybe we were meant to cross paths today.
All right, Rosa.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you go.
Yes.
Hey,
what do you know?
We looked at a tag teaming. I think that worked for us.
Wouldn't that have been funny, though, if I did read her mother
Wouldn't
years
that be
ago?
That would be really funny.
It would be.
Yeah. Well, that is interesting. Well, you know, we got a little low here, and there were some things that I did kind of want to ask you. I mean, after all, you are Ellen Dodge, and this, you know. Oh, I think we got another caller, though. Hello? Somebody
Hello.
Online?
Hi. How are you this evening?
Good.
Great.
Who's
my name
this?
Is Julia, and my
Julia?
Birthday is September 16th, 1961.
Okay, hold on. Julia, you want to spell your name for Ellen?
J-U-L-I-A.
Okay, well.
And hold on one second. I just need your 916. What did you say for me?
1961.
Thank you,
yep.
Ellen.
You
okay, it's
it.
Easy for you to hear me, I think.
Yep.
Okay, you go ahead with her name then.
Okay. Let me see. I get caught up in the challenges. Okay, the Julia, J is a point of view, tells us that you like to be around people who are independent, people that don't lean on other people. You want them to be soft. You don't want them to be hard-headed leaders. But on the other hand, you do really want them to be people that can be creative and ambitious and progressive. You have conflict with independence, with your own control of yourself and control of life. This relates to the father early in life. I'm not going to go through all the details, but your dad was either too doting and loving, too much of an authoritarian, or not there at all, but for some reason you wanted attention from the authority figure. Now, all this means to you as a woman is that when you want something, speak up for it. If you want intimacy and love in a relationship, you have to let a person get to know you. If you don't like broccoli, don't eat it. Don't just, you know, don't acquiesce. Don't be submissive in a love relationship thinking that, you know, if you speak up and talk about the things you don't like, that you won't be loved. You won't be appreciated. All right. And quite frankly, I know you want intimacy. I know you want love. I know you're somebody that, you've grown very far from your birthright. You're far from where your parents brought you into this world. You're born in September, and that tells me that. So I just want you to have more confidence in the fact that you have control over everything you do and all your dreams and all your ambitions. The inner self, what you motivate for, you want to be a practical, sensible woman, somebody who pays their bills and does the right thing. That's what makes you comfortable. And the way you appear to other people, well, you're somebody that looks like just, you know, almost like a Ralph Lauren person, you know, somebody who wears very conventional conservative clothes, very appropriate. I don't think you'd wear flamboyant, you know, cowboy outfits and stuff like that. I can't see you with yellow and orange and purple spiked hair. I don't think it's something you'd ever do.
Right.
It's not your style, okay? The career talent that you're dealing with, you have a talent for business and dealing with people in life in a business-like way. You are a problem solver, Julia. It doesn't matter what you do. You will always deal with common sense, and you'll always want the freedom that money can buy.
Excellent.
Okay. Does this work for you? It sounds like some total stranger.
Big time. Way big time, yes.
Okay.
Mark.
Okay, now you're going to get your destiny work done.
Okay. We're looking at a sixth life path here, Julia. So what we know is, like I said with the other caller, that this is cosmic mother sort of energy. You're definitely, you know, if you've had children in your life, you're definitely a wonderful mother for these children, because people that have sixth energy just make wonderful parents. It's also teacher energy as well. If you don't have children, you may work in a field with children or teach children in some way. This is love energy. It's caring, kind, nurturing. You are a nurturer. So basically, there's a lot of duty and responsibility to family around this life path. And so you may come from a big, large, extended family, have many, many brothers or sisters. And the weight of the family, meaning the responsibility, the duty to the family, is quite present in your life. I mean, there may be times when you actually feel a little bit overburdened by how much is being asked of you because of you're trying to nurture and help out the family and take care and love the family. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Now you also, as I said, this is very artistic energy. You have a love of beauty. You like to beautify things. So I'm pretty sure that your home reflects this. You know, sisters usually have very lovely, warm, cozy homes. You might even have some sort of a creative outlet where you can do crafts or something artistic, interior design. You have a love of music as well. Sometimes sixes don't develop this musical ability, but there are many, many people that are very famous musicians that are six life paths. But this is really a good friend. Oh, you're a good friend. Very balanced when it comes to solving other people's problems. You know, you see both sides of the situation. You may have a little bit of a problem solving your own problems because you do see both sides. And you can probably give other people advice, but you probably can't make a decision to save your soul, you know, for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's see, if we look at your challenges, you know, I do see this issue with self-love here, you know, knowing what you're worth, what you're capable of doing, standing up for yourself. I see this as being a major challenge that went on in your life. And you are learning what you're made of, you know, and you're learning to stand up for what you believe in, just like Ellen was saying earlier. You know, you need to decide what it is you want, and you need to stand up for it. You need to know that you're worthy. You know, your opinions are important and what your needs are important. You're such a giver to other people. Sometimes you give away the barn, the house.
Yeah.
You give away everything and you don't give anything back to yourself. And one thing you really got to learn is to give back to you. The same love that you give to all the people in your life, your friends and your family, your children, you have to give back to you as well. And so you have this issue with self-love coming around you with this challenge. I can see that you're in a four pentacles, so I'm going to say really quick here that at this time in your life, you know, there might be a little bit of limitation around you hard work. You know, you may feel as though you're freedom. You're not free to come and go as you please, or, you know, totally go out there and live life large. You may, you know, actually be putting in extra hours. You may feel a little bit of frustration, like you're not really getting ahead as quickly as other people. But really what you're doing at this time in your life is really learning what discipline is, reaping of the rewards of hard work. I mean, you're building a solid foundation for the rest of your life. And I
Why don't you tell her she's going to die rich?
You're going to die rich. That was my next thing,
Alan. I know. I could read your mind. And she's sitting there, you know, with bated breath waiting.
Well, see, Alan, I was going there.
Yeah,
next sentence.
I
was going to say, but your last pinnacle says, hello, the money truck comes in and backs up to your door, okay? So you're okay.
Lucky girl.
Lucky girl. This is a 6 year for you, Julia, so I'm going to say you may have had extra duty and responsibility come in for family, maybe a sick relative or something along those lines. But this is a year where you really got to work on relationships with family, keep everything beautiful and harmonious, and do it with a happy heart. So there's
Excellent.
Your reading.
Right on the mark.
That makes
again.
Sense.
Thank you both so much. You were
it was
right
fun.
On the mark.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Thanks
a lot.
For calling. Have a great evening.
Well, what other kind of trouble can we get into, Allison?
I don't know. I have to laugh at you because I was just getting ready to say that, and you're going, why don't you
I know, I was reading your mind because you were reading.
You're a good
you're starting to say you're building up things, and I thought, here she comes with that eight.
Oh, you're funny. That's why I knew that this would be a wonderful radio show, because people just really need to know how funny you are. But it's quiet. Got to ask the question, Alan. Tell me, how, just when, how? How did you get interested in numerology? When did this come into your life?
Gee, I go back to about 1968 when, remember, here's a person.
Here's
I heard
a person.
The beep.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine.
And my
you want to spell
is,
your first name for Alan?
It's Lorraine.
Okay, and would you like to give me your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's 8/11/61.
8/11, did you say 61?
Yes.
60.
We get all these people who are going to die rich. Good gracious. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, well, let's just tell her that and let's just let her go.
No, we can't do that to her. Okay, Lorraine, the L is a point of view in your name. Tells me that you like to be around people like us, people who laugh and have fun and enjoy beauty and music and imagination and fashions and fads and fancies. You don't like to be around dullards. The E as a last letter tells me you're either very sensual or very cerebral. When you fall in love, you become obsessed with your sexuality and sensuality. And after you've gotten yourself into a sensual relationship and you have it, you own it, it's yours, then you go into the other extreme and you become totally cerebral. And you know, you're all caught up in your job or whatever it is you feel is your ambition. It's just something, a habit you picked up in childhood. Dealing with the career talents for the name Lorraine, you'd be the world's greatest private secretary. You're somebody that's a power behind the throne, excellent with details when you want to be, and can be very, very sensitive working with a single individual. Certainly a wonderful partner in life, a wonderful partner in an office. Dealing with, and that's also supported, by the way, with your number 11 birth date, which, you know, kind of complements your name. Dealing with your natural instinct, what you're most comfortable being, you also just want to be a happy person. I mean, you're a little naive at times, you know. Sometimes, I mean, we can tell you the silliest stories and you believe them. But basically, you're somebody who just sees imagination and beauty and wants to see the knight on the white charger, you know, come and take you off into the sunset. You do love a good joke. You love to make one. You love to laugh at one. And you're really a genuinely, in some ways, childlike, pleasant person. Let's see what you appear to be to other people. That would be 5, 8. Well, the first impression that other people get about you, let's say you're on the supermarket line, you're on an escalator, not talking to anybody, it's very different than what you really are. So You come across as a businesslike person, as somebody who has power and authority in your community, either a very athletic-looking person or very much you look like a CEO or someone who has power in the community. Do we sound like anybody you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello.
Just speak up, Lorraine.
Oh, are you uncomfortable with that?
Yes.
Lorraine.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Does it make sense to you, or did it not make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense, Ellen. You did good.
Okay, good. Well, I'm passing her on to you then, and you can tear her birthday apart.
Okay, I'll tell your birthday apart. Okay. Well, first off, we know that you're a nine life path, so this tells us that you are definitely have humanitarian tendencies. You're certainly not a prejudiced person. You embrace all walks of life. This tells us that you would use your energy during this lifetime to be of selfless service to others, that you really, deep down inside, you really want to make this world a better place and help out those that are less fortunate. Now, the nine life path, in my experience, having worked with many, many psychics and mediums, you know, this tells me that you're very spiritual and that you may very well, when you couple this nine life path with that 11th birthday, we're talking a lot of psychic energy that is around you, the ability to, you know, really get that information. So you may have a lot of psychic experiences. It makes you a very sensitive and emotional person. Both these numbers do. The nine being emotional. It can either feel things so dramatically that you go to bed and you stay there for 3 days because you're so upset about something, or another time you might remain very aloof to it and stand back and maybe not get so emotionally involved. But the 11 says that you can feel things very, very deeply, both the 9 and the 11. You can feel things very deeply. Now, as far as talents go with this 9, certainly anything that you do in your life that has to do with helping other people is going to work out very well for you, because that's really how you're supposed to use your energy. And when we look at this 11 master life path, we know that you're a messenger of some sort for a spiritual message, that you're here specifically sent to help people. And that's why you're psychic. That's why you're able to receive this spiritual information. And so these two go hand in hand together. You're a messenger. And there's something about your life that really gives humanity a message or helps us out in some way. So they go hand in hand. That's really nice about these two numbers together. But you certainly could be a writer. I don't know if you've ever thought about writing books. You certainly have artistic ability. You know, usually nines, you know, this is like museums and that kind of art, you know, giving, writing a book and giving the book to humanity as a gift, or art as a gift. When I look at your challenges, I would believe that very early on in life we had a lot of heaviness and problems with the family. There's, you know, a lot of problems with relationships, a lot of heaviness having to do with issues with the family. And this is quite often the case with nine life paths anyhow. You're an old soul. It says your last two challenges are zero, and generally you don't get a zero challenge unless you're an old soul. And if I'm looking at your pinnacles and reading them correctly, I think that you're in the seventh pinnacle, right? A seventh pinnacle. So this really pulls you into the spiritual, you know, questioning, why am I here? A lot of a spiritual growth. Possibly you're studying something specific at this point in time having to do with spiritual philosophy, because that very much is part of your energy. And you're in a 9 year, so just really quick, I'll tell you that this is a year where you're kind of like cleaning house in your life, letting go of the things that no longer serve your greatest and highest good, getting rid of the junk. You know, whatever you haven't finished up in the last 9 years, you're finishing up this year. It might be an emotional year. It might be a tough year for you, but next year you're starting, brand new things are coming into your life, and you almost sense this now, that something new is coming your way. But this is a year of finishing up and getting rid of the old. Okay? Does that all make sense to you?
Absolutely, yep.
Oh, well, good. That's what we're here for.
So a massage therapist and a Reiki master is pretty good for my 9 life path.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And being a massage therapist and a Reiki master, certainly a healer, you understand. And you absolutely know how to help people by your intuition. So, yes, wonderful.
Do you have prematurely gray hair, or are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally gray.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Now, how do you get the gray hair, Ellen? I'm sorry. I have to stop you.
Nine Destiny.
Nine Destiny, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never read that anywhere.
Well, look at that. I didn't write it. I've got to keep some secrets, you know.
Wow. Well, that was you just picking up on something, huh? Oh,
no, that's exactly what a number 9 life path is.
Really?
They usually marry people that are much older than they are, or much younger.
Right, I know that.
And usually they have prematurely gray hair, and certainly they're involved with people who have prematurely gray hair, because you always attract or are surrounded by people who are the same as you are in your destiny.
Wow.
So, and usually, and also we have here a challenge to Lorraine's destiny. Don't forget the zero, double zero challenge.
Right, it's
zero
a challenge
to nine.
For destiny. You're absolutely right.
So she has difficulty, you know, being the charitable giver all the time. It's not an easy life, Lorraine, but you're doing some wonderful things.
Right.
I'm certainly trying.
Well, no, you're doing them. You just be really proud of yourself. It doesn't come easy, and you're doing it.
Great.
Thank you for calling, Lorraine.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy, what an accomplishment, a Reiki healer.
Right.
Amazing. Good
right.
stuff. Hard work.
Right. Okay, well,
how did I get into
that question?
This? How did I get into psychic Whoopi? That's what you wanted to know, right?
How'd you get into numerology? Correct.
Actually, through living the good life in New York, I got invited down to a weekend in Palm Beach by some very nice people and took a course called Silver Mind Control when I was a house guest, and ended up getting involved in the Silver Mind Control Center in New York. I was a administrator for 5 years of the Silver Mind Control Center in New York City, and that's how I got into it, because I met people who have interests in everything from all kinds of metaphysical interests, let me put it that way.
Okay.
And
all
numerology
right.
was the only one that made sense, and I know we have somebody on the line, and I don't want to keep them waiting.
Okay, hello.
Hi, it's actually Terry calling back. I got disconnected.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Ellen.
How you doing, Terry? We read you
absentia. Okay.
Assumed you were listening.
No, I was disconnected. Okay, I'll hang up and let somebody else through.
Okay, well, when I get the archives up, Terry, I'll email you and let you know so you can go get your reading.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Pleasure talking to you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, she's a delightful girl.
Seems that way.
Okay.
So what else do you want to know now? Do you want to haunt me? Tell me.
I'm sorry, but I have to say, okay, I want to know, because I know that numerology changed your life because it actually became your career and you wrote many, many books on it, but I want to know, how did numerology change you as a person? And if this caller can just hold on 1 second, we'll get right to you. Ellen, can you answer that?
In a nutshell, I'm a lot more secure within myself. I know who I am. I know my capabilities. I try and go to the highest level. I know what my highest levels in life, my accomplishments can be.
Mm-hmm.
I know where I will have difficulties. I can deal. When I know what my problems are, I can deal with them.
Right.
And I believe, I'm a student of Gurdjieff. It's a philosophy, and I believe that life is a work of work. And so I believe that numerology enables me to keep working on myself.
You're right. That's true. That's true. You're right. Absolutely.
Okay?
Okay.
So you asked me, why am I doing this for 35 years? This is why.
Okay. All right, caller. Hello.
Hi, Allison.
Who's this?
This is Christy.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm fine, hon. How are you doing?
Good. Now, Christy is one of my students, and you know I harped on them, and I said, you know, Ellen's going to be on the show, so you need to call in and get a reading on your name. And Christy already knows everything I've got to tell her, Ellen, so this is your chance to tell her something. So, Christy, spell your name for her.
Sure. It's Kristi.
And that's on your birth certificate?
Yes, it is.
Okay. May I have your birth date, month, day, and year?
June 22nd, 1960.
1960, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, 10, 17. You have an 8 destiny, which means that no matter what kind of mess you make, you'll get pulled out. That's nice. The K is a point of view in your first name. Tells us that you're a sensitive person. You're sensitive to other people. You don't like to be around people who are embarrassing, people who are loud, people who, you know, don't know the right thing to do. The I is the last letter, tells me that you can very often give the shirt off your back, not realizing that you're sacrificing too much. On the other hand, when you feel that people don't appreciate you, you can become as cold as ice, as warm and loving as you can be, and generous as you can be, if you feel that you want to give. But this is an imbalance. This is something from childhood where you had to be a little older than your years. You were probably a precocious child. You saw more emotional reactions and philosophies in the parents. And maybe you had to take care of other siblings. I don't know. But I do know that you had to grow up too soon. You were too much a grown-up when you were a child. The natural instinct of your name, and that tells me that in your inner self, your deepest self, you're not bigoted. You don't like to judge other people. You like to be around people of culture, people who enjoy music and art and beauty, people who understand to be generous of spirit. The career talents for the name Christy would deal with basically being a pretty good manager and somebody that can do many things at one time. You're very clever when it comes to work. I don't know how brilliant you are, to be honest with you. I know you're good with your hands. I know you can work hard. When it comes to a 22 birthday, that always tells us we've got somebody who's a worker in their personal life as well as career. And certainly you do very well with real estate. But in the talents that are incorporated in your name, Christy, you are someone who can deal with many jobs at one time. You really should get bored doing the same thing day after day. And you can be a good risk taker, even though you like to have a sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I can tell you?
You've got me. I actually own my own business.
Good.
And I sell crystals, so I am a hard worker.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would stay away from getting involved in major businesses if I were you.
Yeah.
Born in 1960, you're better off going for the perfection of your work.
Absolutely.
And becoming the authority.
Yeah. That's why I work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you will attract money and you will attract power, definitely, if you become, the crystal seller's crystal seller, if you know what I mean, the
right.
teacher's teacher, so to speak.
Yes, thank you.
And you've got a great life ahead of you, really.
Thank you.
You're young. Just go for it.
Absolutely. That's my take on it.
Boy, am I glad we agree.
Absolutely. That's right. Thank you so much, Ellen, and thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Christy, for calling.
You take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Now, listen, Ellen, we've only got a few minutes, really, for the show, and the one thing I do want to cover is I want you to tell everybody what you're working on now. Do you have any new projects that we can look forward to?
Well, I'm working on a forecasting book. In other words, you can contact me now, and I can give you day-to-day forecasts for the rest of your life. Basically, you can get it for a month, for 3 months, for a year, but there are 70-word forecasts of what's coming in each day, the overview for the year, the overview for each month, and the overview for the day, but not like the astrology column in the newspaper. That's 15 words. My readings are inclusive based upon the name and the birth date, and basically it's called Way of Life. It's interpreting Pythagoras and incorporating his teachings into the way you would live your life to live a richer, fuller, more accomplished life.
Wow, that sounds
And
wonderful.
That basically it's a forecasting book.
Now, if somebody was interested in that, how would they go about getting hold of you?
Oh, you can catch me on the email. I'll give you my email.
Well,
of course, I have a website. It's
ellendodge.com. Your website's right on the page, ellendodge.com. It's right on our page for the show, so people
mm-hmm.
can... Go right
but
there.
I also, I'll give you my email address. If anybody's interested, they can contact me via email. It's doddge@cox.net, and that's fine.
That's fine?
Mm-hmm.
And they can contact you for questions as well, if they had questions.
Any
about
questions about how to do numerology, I will not, I charge for readings. Of course, everybody knows that. But if you have a question about any of my books,
right.
or how numerology is calculated, it is my pleasure to support your interest anytime.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's really wonderful, Ellen. Now, how soon are you going to have this in ready to go, this forecast?
Well, actually, 7/8 of it is ready to go. It's just a few little dingles aren't done, but it's an 800-page tome, and it's really... It's I'm amazed. I mean, it's the work of my life, and
wonderful.
It certainly is. It's very, very accurate on what's coming in each day.
Right.
And very full, very filled with what it is and how to deal with it, and whether it's challenged or whether it will go easily. Just mm-hmm. like that. It's a lot of information for every day.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful thing.
Well, I hope so. I hope people enjoy You Are Your First Name, which deals with names. It's a dictionary of names.
Right.
You Are Your Birthday,
uh-huh.
which you just look up your birthday, and it tells you your whole story of your life.
I know.
Okay.
I've read it and done it. Now, one final thing.
Sure.
you didn't have Allison spelled right in the book, and I know you said in the book how to do it, but honor me by telling me Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, go for it, Ellen, give it to me.
Okay, let's see. We have a 3, 4, 5, and 6 are 11, 12, 13, 14. I get a 16, 7. What do you get, a 25, 7?
I know my name vibrates to a 7, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The A is a point of view, tells me that you like to be around independent people, people who are leaders, people who are creative. The N is the last letter, tells me that you're too sensual or too cerebral. You go back and forth between those issues. You're somebody that loves a good surprise, and on the other hand, you hate a surprise. So it's, you know, one or the other. As far as career talent goes, you know it's a 7. Well, a 7 is a good lawyer, and a 7 is a good metaphysician. The 7 is the person who looks beneath the surface and says why, always wants to know the foundation, the reason, the analysis for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I also think you make your decisions, your analytic decisions, based upon past performances, past experiences. A 25-7 will do that as opposed to any other, like a 34-7 or mm-hmm. a 43-7. A 25-7 always looks backward to
mm-hmm.
their past experience to make mm-hmm. future judgments in their mm-hmm. analysis.
Wow. Yeah.
And I thought I'd throw that in because it's not in any of the books. Just give you one. Okay. The way your first impression is different than what you really are, but your natural instinct, what you're comfortable being, is a person who says why. You like it. It's the way you want to be. You like to wake up in the morning and not see anybody else around. You like your privacy. You don't want anybody to borrow your clothes or your razor or your scissors or whatever. You know, you'd rather give it to them than lend it to them.
Yeah.
Yes, and those are 7. 7s
right.
are perfectionists. These are the princes and the princesses of the world.
Right.
The 7s. The way you appear to other people, first impression, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well, when people see you, you know, without talking with you, they assume you're somebody who will listen to their troubles and not be bigoted, not judge them. So consequently, people will talk very openly to you. They identify with you.
Right, that's true.
That's what I see. I hope you're comfortable with that.
Oh, I'm very comfortable with it, Ellen. I very much so. I enjoy that immensely. But we have come to the time where we've got to go. God, this hour went so fast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
you are a joy. You bring great joy to my life. You're a true numerologist.
Oh, well, thank you,
Ellen. And far between.
You are wonderful, and I enjoyed this so much. It was just wonderful. Thank you for joining the show. And again, everybody, please go to www.ellendodge.com. You can email Ellen from there. And
oh, they can also get their free reading for the month and their lucky numbers for the lottery.
That's true.
Given away.
Right, and you can always visit my website, www.visiblebynumbers.com. Ellen, we need to go on the road.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you again. Bye
Thank
now.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.